Because the Bible, the Word of God, is inspired of God. Because it is alive and powerful and sharp. Because the infallible Word of the living God, the Bible, is able to make you wise unto salvation. And it is able, when hidden in the heart, to keep you from sin. We are sharing with you over these radio broadcasts the wisdom of God as He revealed it to us through Solomon, that wise man of old. Today, from chapter 25 of the book of Proverbs, we share with you a few of his some 3,000 proverbs. These also are proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, transcribed. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. As the heavens for height and the earth for depth, so the heart of kings is unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and there comes out a vessel for the smith. Then take away the wicked from before the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Do not claim honor in the presence of the king, and do not stand in the place of great men. For it is better that it be said of you, come up here, that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince, whom your eyes have seen. Do not go out hastily to argue your case. Otherwise, what will you do in the end, when your neighbor puts you to shame? Argue your case with your neighbor, and do not reveal the secret of another, lest he who hears it reproach you, and the evil report about you not pass away. Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in right circumstances. Like an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. Like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of his gifts falsely. By forbearance a ruler may be persuaded, and a soft tongue breaks the bone. Have you found honey? Eat only what you need, lest you have it in excess and vomit it. Let your foot rarely be in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you and hate you. Like a club and a sword and a sharp arrow is a man who bears false witness against his neighbor. Like a bad tooth and an unsteady foot is confidence in a faithless man in time of trouble. Like one who takes off a garment on a cold day, or like vinegar on soda, is he who sings songs to a troubled heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he's thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, and a backbiting tongue, and an angry countenance. It is better to live in a corner of the roof than in a house shared with a contentious woman. Like cold water to the weary soul, so is good news from a distant land. Like a trampled spring and a polluted well is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it glory to share out one's own glory. Like a city that is broken into and without walls is a man who has no control over his spirit. May we just look at a few of those verses as time permits and paraphrase them for your blessing. First of all, from the 11th verse, timely advice is as lovely as golden apples in a silver basket. It is a badge of honor to accept valid criticism. Down to verse 18, telling lies about someone is as harmful as hitting him with an axe, or wounding him with a sword, or shooting him with a sharp arrow. Putting confidence in an unreliable man is like chewing with a sore tooth or trying to run on a broken foot. Being happy-go-lucky around a person whose heart is heavy is as bad as stealing his jacket in cold weather or rubbing salt in his wounds. Good news from far off is like a cold water to a thirsty man. Our time is gone, but may the Lord bless you by these words.